In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. My dear canon, my dear seminarian, my dear sisters, dear faithful, if any man be on the Lord's side, let him join with me. I cannot truly describe the joy that I have to be with all of you this day at our beautiful church in Wausau, Wisconsin, to celebrate the feast of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There are doubtless all kinds of other celebrations taking place throughout the world today, some which do honor to our King, and others which do notably less honor. But we rejoice to be able today to respond to that call from the Scripture, if any man be on the Lord's side, let him join with me. These are the words of the lawgiver of the Old Testament, Moses, when he came down from the mountain with the law to find that the people whom the Lord had delivered from Egypt had fallen into idolatry by crafting a golden calf at the hands of their high priest, Aaron. But before carrying out the Lord's retribution upon the people for their heinous crime, he declared to them these words, "If any man be on the Lord's side, let him join with me." One final warning before retribution. Today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King on the last Sunday of October. As you may know, the liturgical reform moved this feast, or I should say rather, eliminated this feast and simply lifted the title and applied it to the last Sunday of the liturgical year. In the Reformed Rite, on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, what is celebrated is a feast of Christ, the King, coming to reign at the end of time. This is no doubt a profound truth. We all believe with divine faith that Christ will come to reign as King at the end of time. He came first as a lamb, but he comes the last time as a lion. But Pius XI instituted this feast at the beginning of the 20th century with a mind not to the reign of Christ at the end of time, rather to the need for Christ to reign right here and right now. Those who celebrate this feast today do not content themselves with the thought that Christ will reign at the end of the world. We would have Christ to reign here and now, in our homes, in our families, in our hearts. How urgent is this reign? How urgently do we desire it? Surely nothing could be more urgently desired by us in these dark times. We all know, whatever our state of life, that we are taught to be in the world, but not of the world. This is true for priests, religious, and laymen. But what we are reminded in today's gospel, and our Lord's words to Pilate, is that although his kingdom is not of this world, It must be very much in this world. This is why, with what we cannot doubt was truly prophetic sentiment on the part of that holy pontiff, this is why he instituted this feast. And today, it could scarcely be more needful, when it seems that anything but Christ is being enthroned in our world and even in the midst of the church. As one holy bishop of our time has said, who can doubt that the words of Fulton Sheen are being fulfilled, that we are witnessing the formation of the mystical body of Antichrist? This week, and indeed even the day before this feast, the priests of the church read in their night office of that great forerunner, that great type of Antichrist, which is found in the second book of Maccabees, the king Antiochus. We read, not long after, the king sent a certain old man of Antioch to compel the Jews to depart from the laws of their fathers and of God, and to defile the temple that was in Jerusalem, to call it the temple of Jupiter Olympius. Very bad was this invasion of evils, and grievous to all. For the temple was full of the riot and revelings of the heathen, and women thrust themselves of their accord into the holy places, and brought in things that were not lawful. Even the altar was filled with unlawful things, which were forbidden by the laws. Our king has a kingship which is to reign in this world. For he tells us today, for this I was born, for this I came into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. We all know the response of the civil authority of the time, one which is heard again in our times. What is truth? But this is heard today not only among pagan civil authorities, but even in the midst of the church. And yes, woe unto us, even in the midst of the hierarchy. How can this be different from what we read of in that book of Exodus? When the great lawgiver approaches Aaron and asks him, how could you commit this heinous crime? He can only respond with a shameful lie, declaring, the people gave me the gold and I melted it, and out jumped this calf. As we know, the real cause of that idolatry was that the people cried out, arise, make us gods, that they may go before us. For as to this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what has befallen him. Do we hear anything so different today? Arise, make us new gods. Enough with the gospel. For what use is this good news to us here and now? Give us material comfort. Give us ecology. As for this Christ, who delivered us from bondage and ascended on high, we know not what has become of him. I will tell you what has become of him, the lawgiver of the New Testament and our great king. This Lion of Judah is on the move, and his reward is in his hand, to render unto each according to his works. The day is coming when all will celebrate the feast of Christ the King, for it will be the consummation of the world, and all, wicked and just, will be compelled to acknowledge his kingship. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But we are not content to await that day. We will have Christ to reign over us now. And so as worldwide persecution mounts, and as the spotless bride of Christ herself is defiled by heresy, apostasy, and idolatry, I say to you, if any man be at the Lord's side, let him join with me. Yes, join with me, little flock. Today is the solemnity of the Lord. Let no one be ashamed to be seen as a Catholic, a follower of the only true religion. God has granted us golden sun for our feasting today. Let us then forge of ourselves a procession with our God through the streets of the city, boldly proclaiming for all to hear, we have no king but Christ. We have no king but Christ. We have no king but Christ. Amen.